Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Liz Troop. I live at 612 Clifton Road in Atlanta, in DeKalb County. In the poll, the 2018 election, I worked as a poll watcher during both early and regular voting. Some of that time was inside the polling places, and some of it was outside, tracking people waiting in line. On multiple days during early voting, I observed lines over 2 hours long at South DeKalb Mall. I talked to voters who were getting out of the line because the wait was too long. There weren't enough sample ballots to distribute to those in the line, so people came into the small polling place unprepared, even though they had been waiting for hours. That further slowed everything down. I'm sure we agree all of this is unacceptable, especially when news sources reported that the average wait time in DeKalb County for that election was under 15 minutes. Long lines are caused by lack of staff, lack of voting machines, and lack of poll books. It's urgent that the audit of the BRE uncover how resources are being allocated to the various polling places. And it's you, the commissioners, who determine how many overall resources the BRE has to work with. Increase the VRE funding as necessary and make sure that voters of all of DeKalb County are given their fair share of those resources. Thank you.
Thank you. Sullivan, Madeline Sullivan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking the time to hear from me. I'm here to talk to you about problems I experienced and my daughter experienced during the 2018 election. I knocked on over 1,000 doors during the election to get out the vote. And then I experienced problems with my absentee ballot along with my daughter. My daughter's in college now in Boston, and she received her absentee ballot. She filled it out properly, got it in a timely manner, filled it out properly only to have it. And when I called the DeKalb County Board of Elections to determine why it was rejected, I got three different answers from three different people. She had signed it properly, she had signed the affidavit properly, and one person told me it had to do with her date of birth not being filled in, another one told me that it was the date not filled in. It was very unclear. I received an absentee ballot myself for the 2018 election because I wanted a paper record of it. I looked at the ballot, filled it all out properly, saw the back of the oath. It was very unclear whether the date of birth was requested or the year was requested in a very tiny paragraph on the back of the oath. I brought it in to be signed properly, and it was counted. But then when we had the runoff, I asked for an absentee ballot for that runoff. I never received it. I finally went in to vote in person, and I was told it was sent to me. I never received it. Here it is. I had knocked on thousands of doors in DeKalb County to get out the vote, and I experienced problems with absentee ballots. I encourage you to go through the audit. It is very important to determine what the problems are and how we can move forward so this will never happen again.
Sean O'Whelan.
Good morning.
He's a good driver. My name is Sean O'Lean. I was in DeKalb County Resident. Up until recently, I presumed our system worked, that our system was fair, that everyone has the right to vote and therefore the ability to vote. I presumed that our system was working because if it wasn't working, obviously somebody else would step in and fix it. I spent last summer knocking thousands of doors trying to get people to vote, telling them that their vote would in fact count. Then I spent the fall through the 2018 gubernatorial election answering phones at the voter protection hotline. At the hotline, too often I had to tell people that in fact they were not going to be able to vote, or that their vote would not count. You have heard all this. Many registrations were not processed in a timely fashion. Over 4,500 absentee ballot requests were misplaced. At many precincts, there were lines up to 2 hours long. There were not enough voting machines, and DeKalb County had less than half the amount of early voting sites than Fulton. The list goes on, but you get this idea. Our system, the DeKalb County elections, didn't work. Thousands of DeKalb citizens did not get to vote. An audit was called for in January, 8 months ago. Why has nothing happened? Which brings me back to my presumption. All of us, citizens of DeKalb, presumed that our system worked and was fair, because if it wasn't, somebody would step in and make it right. So who among you is going to be that someone? Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Amy Durrell.
Good morning. I'm Amy Durrell. I live at 971 Oakdale Road in DeKalb County, and I just came to comment on my efforts to get my three children to vote. Two of my sons go to school out of state, and in the fall of 2018, both of them failed to get their absentee ballot. I brought documentation for all of you of the multiple emails that we made to help my 19-year-old son, who was 18 at the time, try to vote. He sent an email on October 9th registering for an absentee ballot. I made phone calls and finally figured out that he had not been received. We made additional emails of the same document on the 28th of October and on the 30th of October. I have documentation of all of these. He received his absentee ballot at 6 o'clock the day it was too late to overnight it to me so I could hand deliver it. So he failed to vote. My other son, he was older. I thought he could do it on his own. He finally told me he never got his absentee ballot. So my personal experience with DeKalb County is that of two people who tried to get their absentee ballot, both failed. The last time I was in this room was with my youngest son, who came as a part of his Boy Scout effort to get his Eagle Scout to learn about citizenship. And I told him I was coming today. His question for you is, why should I bother? So I'm going to share this with you. My email is here, my son's email is here, and my husband's email is here. If any of you have a response on why he should bother, we'd like to know. The one specific comment I can share that seems like a really easy fix is that when you go online to send in your request for an absentee ballot, there's no information that says you can check to see if they've received it. It took us quite a bit of time and quite a bit of phone calls to find out that there's an online source where you can check and see it never, I don't know where it was from October 9th on, but that would be, I think, a pretty simple fix. So is there a way that I can share this with anyone or?
Yes, please give it to the clerk.
Okay. And I'd be happy, and my son would be happy to hear from you guys on why you should bother to vote again. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Betsy Schaubach. Betsy Schaubach.
Hello. My name is Betsy Schaubach, and I live in DeKalb County. The citizens of DeKalb County had significant problems voting in the 2018 election. The voter protection hotline, where I worked for over 3.5 months, received more calls from DeKalb County than any other county in the state. We know in DeKalb County there were 4,700 trackable absentee ballot requests that were lost. We received hundreds of calls at the hotline from voters with issues pertaining to their absentee ballots. These voters went to extraordinary lengths to vote. They reapplied for absentee ballots multiple times by emailing and calling the DeKalb Registrar's office and still did not receive their ballots. They have issues pertaining to the outside of the absentee ballot envelope, and therefore their ballots were rejected. Unfortunately, this affected the disabled, the infirmed, and out-of-state college students disproportionately. We took hundreds of calls about voter registration issues, registrations not being processed in a timely manner, delayed by months in some cases. Issues with changes that the voters have made to their registrations, such as new married names and address changes, that DeKalb County did not process in time. Again, these are DeKalb County voters who did not get to vote. Another significant issue that we heard at the hotline was from DeKalb voters who encountered incredibly long lines at the precincts. We had hundreds of these calls. When there are excessive lines of 1 to 3 hour wait times, voters leave and don't vote, and not just one voter leaves, but many voters leave. This is a big deal, and obviously this is just the tip of the iceberg. These complaints were coming from voters who actually called the hotline. Think of all those who didn't. I knocked on thousands of doors in DeKalb County in an effort to get out the vote. If people can't vote or are hindered in any way, it's a big deal. People feel disenfranchised and become less likely to vote. DeKalb County needs to demand a fair and impartial audit with cooperation from the DeKalb County Board of Elections. The 2020 election is only 14 months away, and we need to know that our votes will count, that there will be oversight into what happened in 2018, and that it won't happen again moving forward. Thank you. I also have some affidavits from the DeKalb County voters about problems that they had in the 2018 elections. I'd like to turn this in.
Thank you. Please give it to the clerk, and she will share it with us.
Jocelyn.
Said this morning, they're not things that are being made up. I can't talk a lot that good. So jailhouse needs some help. And then my husband experienced a bad situation when he went to vote also, when he pressed the end button, the enter button for the candidates. There were some people that he did not press the button for that were identified. He had to start it all over again. So there are some special issues there. But moving right